reminded folks, if you already have a mortgage, let's say a bank or a credit union,
yeah,
and you go to them because, hey, that's already who, you know, originated your mortgage, you're probably not saving the money you could save. She brought down this person's payment by, what did she say, $180
a month? $180 a month.
Yeah. So before you just continue on with who you've been with before, call Alabama Home Mortgage if you're looking to refinance. Before you try to lock in a fixed rate, before you refinance with that bank or credit union you've always been using, check out what Kim Williams and Madeline there at Alabama Home Mortgage can do for you. They can save you hundreds of dollars a month. Really adds up over the duration of your loan. Frees up a lot of money. Financial stress relief. It's just a great thing they offer. And especially you veterans, they can save you so much money through VA Home Loan Program. So call Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. Final hour, news and views from 9 till noon, coming up.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Gambling is a bad deal for Alabama. The rich and powerful gambling cartels will pour tens of millions of dollars in advertising, trying to convince us it'll be wonderful for our state. But did you know that they are exempt from truth in advertising laws? Yeah, that's right, they are. Citizens are conned into thinking they can win money on games that are designed to make them lose. Today, call and ask your Alabama House member to vote no on full-scale gambling SB 319. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama, alabamaeagle.org.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Congresswoman Liz Cheney is no longer the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. GOP lawmakers this morning voted to remove her from her leadership position because of her ongoing criticism of former President Trump. Deadly violence continues in Israel today, where the Israeli army is reporting its first military death in fighting with the militant group Hamas. Dozens of people have been killed, hundreds wounded, in 3 days of airstrikes and missile attacks. Consumer prices jumped 0.8% in April, the largest monthly increase in more than a decade. Under Kremlin orders, the U.S. embassy has stopped employing Russians, forcing the embassy to cut its consular staff and to limit many of its usual services. On Wall Street, after 2 hours of trading, the Dow is down by nearly 300 points. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is more rain to talk about in our forecast, but hang on. We have better weather news in the not-too-distant future. Stand by. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and scattered showers will be around from time to time tonight. Cooler today with a high around 74, tonight's low 55, and only in the upper 60s for a high on Thursday with the risk of some leftover showers, mainly first half of the day tomorrow. Then Friday is really looking nice. Upper 70s, sunshine. That's the start of a great weekend with highs back in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have identified the man they say shot two officers Saturday. The FBI says Demetrius Keith is charged with second-degree assault from a separate incident which happened earlier that day. He is also charged with three counts of attempted murder. It is day two in the search for a missing infant in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office says one-month-old Caleb Wisnan Jr. was last seen around 10:45 Monday night at a Circle K gas station on Wetumpka Highway. If you have any information, call 911. And Trenum State Community College has given out emergency pandemic-related grants to students who are eligible. The college has given out grants to more than 1,200 students who continue to suffer financial hardships due to COVID-19. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
From 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. We're going to shift gears here in a second and go very local. Very local indeed. After being lost in the origins of COVID-19. Fascinating story, though. And we'll see what comes of it. But there are all these loose ends that do need to be tied up, because there's a lot more at stake than just who's going to win the next political contest. But right now, I have to give away another pair of tickets to the Brew Fest this Friday night.
Already?
It's going to be this Friday night, 6 to 9 p.m.
That's right.
Down at the train shed here in Montgomery. So if you're available that night and you like beer.
I like beer.
Give me a call at 272-9228. What number should we do this time,
I think,
Eddie?
We should go with number three.
Caller number three.
Three.
So if you're caller number three, you will win a pair of tickets to the Brew Fest this Friday evening. Now, you're going to have to pick them up tomorrow.
That's right.
But give us a call, 272-9228. We're going to let the delay catch up with folks out there live. You know, sometimes we say things. We got to be able to dump it. So 272-9228, caller number three. You're going to be the winner. This is caller number one. Thanks for playing. So sorry. Caller number two.
So close.
You're that close. That close. Let's go to caller number three. You're the winner. Who's this?
Well, this is Sam, and I'm going to tell you right now, Joey, this is a popular contest. Yeah, man, I'm ready to go out.
You like
Friday
beer?
And check. Yes, sir, I do.
I drink beer, and, Sam, but Sam does like beer.
All right.
Yes. I have cut back, and I've been taking better care of myself. But I'm ready to go out, and see, I got my brother-in-law, sister-in-law will be here this weekend, and yee-haw, man, it sounds great.
Heck yeah.
Well,
all right,
Sam,
hold on, Sam. I'll get some info
off
here.
Put you on hold and get you some info. And I think I was only supposed to give out two today.
Yeah.
But
don't break the rules, Joey.
I'm feeling generous,
Joey.
Though.
Joey.
I'm feeling generous. Like, should I go to also caller number five and just give away another pair of tickets?
If you're going to, you're going to get in trouble with the boss.
Let me think about it. Let me think about it. Hold off, folks. I think I'm going to give away another pair later in this hour. So keep listening, and you too will have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Brew Fest, the Brews and Blues Festival, 8th annual, coming up this Friday evening. 272-9228. Oh, look at all those lines lit up. It's like a Christmas tree. Thank y'all for all the attention. I need the extra encouragement. But let's focus local here for a second. Let's focus local. Y'all can stop calling. I'm going to do it later. I'm not doing it right now. Now hold your horses, as my dad used to tell me. Hold your horses. Whoa, Nelly. A topic we've been following, and, you know, I have interviewed Chief Findlay once. It was back when the curfew was put in the early days of the pandemic. Chief Findlay has been the chief of police for, I think, 5 years now, give or take. And I honestly have not been on the beat of saying, oh, he's been doing a bad job. I'm not one to look at every little, ticky-tack fouls, even though they're problems. I've said I've been the victim of property crimes and stuff like that. My immediate thought often is not who's to blame in positions of authority. But over the last several months, whether it's problems with the department and folks at the department feeling like they're not being heard, as we saw at a city council meeting, a lot of current and former officers speaking up publicly about their grievances, or it is the rise in violent crime. Just this week, we saw two officers shot. Luckily, both were...
That was shocking to me.
Not deadly or lethal wounds. One shot in the calf, I believe. One shot in the Kevlar vest. But we have seen a rise in violent crime. This is a nationwide trend. But we don't have to worry about the nation when we're talking about Montgomery. We're just focused on Montgomery. I've suggested there are things that we can do that don't require overt, over-the-top, dare I say, militarized shows of force. It's just a little extra work. And so there was actually a story with WSFA that they did last night where they heard from Chief Finley and they heard from some of the city council members about these concerns. So let's listen in.
It has been a violent few days here in the capital city.
Since Saturday, 12 people have been shot, including two Montgomery police officers.
Just last night, 7 people were shot at South Court Street, and city leaders are speaking out today, announcing a new aggressive crackdown. 12 News reporter Courtney Chandler has those details.
City leaders said they are fed up with the violence in Montgomery.
Tired of 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, we getting these calls.
This is Chief Finley.
Some young person or old person or citizens getting shot and getting killed.
These aggressive and egregious and tragic crimes are...
This is Councilman Clay McGinnis.
...happening, whether it's by knife or by gun, and it's got to stop.
With the latest acts of violence being 4 shootings in a 3-day span, injuring 12 people. One councilman says it's time for each city leader to step up to combat crime in Montgomery.
I'm angry at how we're...
Glenn Pruitt.
...handling this situation. I don't think we're doing a very good job. We're losing our city. And somebody's got to step up and take control, or we're going to all be in trouble.
Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley says the first step is having more police in every community and using their resources to keep criminals off the streets.
We're going to put some people in jail. And I feel good with that, and I do.
One councilman believes it also takes the efforts of the community in order to bring change.
You've got to get to the bottom of this and have, I guess you go into the communities and get the police, get the pastors and the leaders and those
Charles Jenright.
To help make these things better.
Along with faith leaders, Chief Finley also mentioned about bringing outreach workers to combat crime in the city, as well as possibly even having a gun buyback program to also join in combating crime. John?
Thanks, Courtney. Police called last night's shooting on Court Street an isolated incident.
Now, sitting at this humble perch, I do wonder how isolated would something like that be. How many folks are getting caught in the crossfire of certain beefs, let's say? There are people we know, Eddie. It's not our story to tell here. Who were almost caught in that crossfire? Who lives in an apartment, and bullets were coming through the floorboards. Not directed at this person, but directed at the person on the floor below. And it's stuff like this that everybody does need to pay attention to. And you have to keep in mind the numbers, folks. The vast majority of people, I'm talking upper 90%, let's say, don't break laws. And they certainly don't break laws that, say, prohibit violent crime. You know, people speed. People do stupid stuff like they litter or whatever. But when you are taking people's stuff, when you're harming people, the robust focus of a police department, the whole point of it, is to stop violent crimes when people hurt others, kill others, and take their stuff. Though, I mean, Eddie, you've been around these parts for a while, and whether it's the current leadership or past leadership, how confident have you been in all your life in this area? Say, if something's stolen from you...
And I'll get it back?
Yeah, you'll get it back.
0.00.
Right, and that's not unique.
Unless
to
I go take it myself, which we've had to do a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
When I was, something I learned from my mother. When we grew up in Highland Gardens, there's 5 of us, so there's toys and things. And every once in a while, somebody would come by and steal a bicycle. So my mother would put us in the car, and we'd drive around the neighborhood until we saw the bicycle, and she'd say, go get your bike back.
Well, we'll see where this goes, too. Like, how many officers are we going to be able to recruit and get on the force with the problem, continues to be, you know, you're losing veterans. People move to different departments or people retire early. It's also, you know, a pretty difficult job, and for the pay to start off new, it's, well, I'll just put it this way, I'm not looking into doing that job.
No, that's a job that that you got a longing for. I don't think it's a job where you say, you know, McDonald's fired me, I think I'll try to be a cop tomorrow. I think being a policeman is something you more or less feel in your heart.
Right. 272-9228. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, good morning, guys. And just on a side note, bang, bang, the witch is dead or gone. That's Liz Cheney.
Yes.
That's what they should be singing up there. And, you know, her and her daddy's family have been nothing but bad.
I see you went to the same finishing school as Donald Trump.
Oh, man, yes. Well, you know, redhead Scottish. What the hell can I say? I'm another orange man. And you were barely alive. Where were you born, 1989?
December of 1988.
Wow. So you were barely alive in the first Gulf War. And believe it or not, the night the first Gulf War opened up, we were playing a concert at the Masquerade in Atlanta, Georgia. Huge club. Mm-hmm. In fact, we were playing in heaven. And I remember telling Father John, my parish priest, I said, Father John, I'm going to get to heaven before you. And he was Irish. And because, you know, the club had heaven, hell, and purgatory. It had three clubs in it.
Okay.
Oh, it was awesome. Oh, it was awesome. We played in purgatory several times. And for a Catholic, a gig in purgatory, what the hell can we get any better than that besides heaven? So Father John said, oh, actually, I don't know if I rent up. I don't know if I would agree with that. And I said, Father John, we're playing in heaven tomorrow night. And we opened the show with a song named Carmageddon with a bunch of bombs blowing up. And Carmageddon was a good, very fun song. It was very colorful and very appropriate for that night. But we all joked at that time that the war was being run by Dick and Colin. That's Dick Cheney and Colin Powell.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we all had lots of faith in a war that was run by Dick and Colin.
Well, and there's amazing clip of Cheney after that initial foray into Iraq where he says, they asked him, why didn't you go all the way to Baghdad? Mm-hmm. He said, well, if we knocked off the government in Baghdad, you would have essentially three countries that would break along ethnic lines and you give power to Iran. It's like, there you go.
Predicting the future.
Yeah, that's exactly what he wanted. Mm-hmm. No, that's what they did not want. They wanted to continue the chaos and the control. Right. And, you know, Dick Cheney's been a nasty guy. And the worst combination in the world is a Cheney and a Bush. Because Bush is the biggest drug dealer in history. The first George Bush with his financing the whole Iran-Contra thing and the whole crack epidemic started with George Bush. And his son, second President George Bush, financed the Afghani war with heroin, which the Taliban had stopped production before the Americans got there. And
it's often how the Taliban maintain support. It's like, hey, you don't like these warlords, you don't like these drugs, and they get a lot of support through that approach.
Yeah. So good riddance to Liz Cheney. She's part of a terrible legacy like all the Bushes, and maybe eventually they'll evolve off the scene. Now, Montgomery's probably doing pretty good on crime because shootings in New York City are up 90%. Yeah. Not 9%, 90%. This is a deep cultural issue that has been kind of bred into this generation of young black folks that are there. And I don't, you know, just like the Forestry Service ruined the West Coast with putting out fires for 100 years, it's going to take 100 years to reverse the process.
I'm a little more optimistic than that. And part of this, I predicted at the beginning of the pandemic when lockdowns came down that you're going to see rising crime, as well as other things with the lockdowns. It's not as bad as the rest of the nation here in Montgomery, but it's still a problem to where you're hearing the leaders here, including Chief Finley himself, saying, hey, we do have an issue, and we need to be on top of it.
Yeah. It's too big for them to be on top of. All they can do is go after the fact.
Right.
Because there's too many people, too many guns, and too many issues, and a lot of these involve women in. Gosh, the women are getting kind of violent.
It's not like you're going to stop every, you know, domestic dispute or drug deal going wrong by any means. It's not like you can raise people yourself. But you can. It isn't that complicated in the sense that it's not that many people compared to everybody
else.
We've
been brainwashed to think it's all about drugs and the drug war. The drug war was lost before it was ever started. And, you know, that's been excused for a lot of the abuse, and a cause of a lot of the police hate is the drug war.
Sure.
I still don't trust cops, guys. And I trust them less than ever now that they're in paramilitary gear, tanks on the street, and black police vehicles. Mm. So they got a lot of straightening out to do. We've been over-policed, and our legislators just passed too many laws for the police to enforce. I feel sorry for the guys. Too much to give the police to ask them to enforce all these idiot laws that they pass. And on final note, can we do yoga in Alabama now?
I don't know. Did that pass for public schools? I mean, you were able to do it before, but we're talking about public school children, you know.
I really don't know. The last I read, it was still being held
I think
held
it was
up,
in the
man.
Senate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'll double check. They might do it on the last day.
This is really dangerous, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very concerned about our safety in Alabama when people learn to become really peaceful and inward peace flows within the spirit. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with themselves when that happens.
Namaste.
Roll Tide. Go Trump, fellas.
Thanks, Red Top.
Later, Red Top.
Let's go to Karen. Hey, Karen.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
Good. You know, I've been meaning to ask my aunt. I have an aunt, Karen. Mm-hmm. It's my dad's older sister. How do you feel about the meme that's out there these days? But, you know, somebody wants to see the man. Okay, good. I'm glad you're a good sport.
Once in a while, it even fits, Joey. I made it one more to be honest.
What's the health code in this place?
That's right. I'm a Karen named Karen.
All right. And hello, Eddie. I didn't mean to speak out.
That's fine, Karen. I understand.
I was going back to this cop thing over there on Court Street.
Mm-hmm.
They act like this is new in that area.
Yeah.
Why do you think WSFA finally ended up moving, but before that had to put up a tall fence with barbed wire at the top?
Right.
The little convenience store across the street there on Court Street has the roll down like a pawn shop would do, bars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That little strip mall across the street from the old Cloverland Shopping Center always has a group of men, young men, anytime of day or night, standing around it. And my husband and I stopped at that we were stopping at that IGA probably 4 years ago now, and we had to park a little ways down. They had it on sale he wanted, so we had to park a little ways down. There was some shop directly in front of where we parked. I don't remember what it was that was open, because most of that isn't. But my husband had to duck into that shop to keep from being shot by the round of bullets coming from that little across the street strip mall with all the idle young men standing there. I mean, it's been this way forever over in that area, and you do not see a black and white over there at all.
Right.
So, you know, they can say they need to police it more. Well, they're not policing it any.
Leaves plenty of room for more, then.
Yeah.
And they're making excuses for something that's been going on most of their watches for years now.
Yeah.
I mean, down the road at Court and the Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
That Chevron station where all people have been shot, even tourists passing through in the middle of the night. Across the street from there, there's a barbershop on the corner of that strip mall. They have a chair outside day and night with somebody watching. They're always full of people, and that poor man must be worked to death because, honey, he cuts hair from 10 in the morning till midnight.
There you go. Got to make a living somehow.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're just not paying attention. People need to pay attention and hold their feet to the fire.
Well, and this is why I've been bringing it up. It's not usually my beat, so to speak, but it's been enough of an issue that people brought up to me that I've noticed myself in the news that we've been talking about it. And it does, it's like, we'll see what happens now. For the chief to speak to it, for so much of the city council to speak to it, we'll see if they can get the job done.
Yeah, we'll keep praying for them.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Karen.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hey, Joey, before you take this next call,
there
was a call that came in earlier. It was a message I needed to get to you.
Yeah, I was talking to Tootie.
Yeah. Someone from the governor's office called and said, make sure you pick up the ice cream this evening on your way.
Jenny's?
I just assumed you would know. the message was, make sure Joey picks up the ice cream on the way to see me tonight.
You know, we're training a new producer here, Jason.
I'm trying to keep it real.
And, you know, I think Jason understands. I'm a pretty reasonable gentleman. Mm-hmm. You know,
really?
I want him to be...
You've been here like a day?
Like, I'll crack down when, you know, you make a mistake. But we all make mistakes, and I can understand it. And we correct the mistakes, and we move forward, right? Yeah.
And?
But then sometimes where, you know, people wear out their welcome. What did I say to you earlier?
If I'm going to cough, leave the room.
No. That's another rule you keep breaking. I said wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Oh, all yeah. Smack, no tickle.
No pickle.
No tickle.
No tickle. Is this going to be like a public flogging?
No, I know you just went to the, what was that place you went to in Vegas? The Heart Attack?
Heart Attack Grill.
Yeah, yeah. So you got a little extra there in that face. So now you got natural chubby cheeks.
I did not eat for free.
But, I'm imagining those cheeks.
Oh, they probably have a pretty good wiggle in them.
Yeah, can we get a slow-mo camera in there, Jason?
They'd have a pretty good wiggle. Maybe if I had a little bit of a drink in there, too, we'd get some drink.
No, I'm not going to sit here and abide you spreading these rumors.
I'm taking calls from callers.
Well, and you didn't have to say a damn thing, but here you are on the airwaves spreading this nonsense.
There's a message they wanted to get to you. When the governor calls, I listen.
I buy my own ice cream. I don't buy it for other people. Well, you should know that by now.
I know you haven't delivered.
We'll be right back.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with Godzilla.
Hello!
Tell me, Godzilla, why do you go around destroying cities, crushing buildings with your massive feet?
Well, man, I'll tell you, it wasn't anything personal toward the cities or the people. I was just looking for something.
And pray tell, what were you looking for?
I was looking for an asset preservationist to help me take care of my money, man.
Did you find one?
Yes, I did.
And now I suppose you're going to tell me it was David Ernest.
That's right, man. It was David Ernest. Like, I am the greatest of all monsters, and he is the greatest of all asset preservationists.
I see.
And you know, if you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Well, thank you, Godzilla. And before we go, could you give us that famous Godzilla roar?
Oh, I'd really like to, man, but I can't.
And why not?
Well, since I got that shot, man, I've been a little hoarse.
Right.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. All the pollen and rain, it's time to get those carpets clean. Make your house look and smell clean. Plus, Peaches and Clean can take care of your hardwood floors, upholstery cleaning, and tile and grout. And no one takes better care of your expensive oriental and area rugs. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
A
fine quality strand of pearls will last a lifetime for your graduate. Marguerite's offers a special necklace strand of large round freshwater pearls at $199 and a slightly smaller oval pearl strand for $99. Pearls are perfect for any occasion, work interview, or event. Marguerite's pearls all come with 14 karat gold clasps and are silk knotted. Reward your graduate with a fine pearl strand from Marguerite's. Marguerite's is open 7 days a week in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughn Road.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories nightly. Come bake them at Riverwalk each Thursday with Free Shirt Thursdays, featuring Thirsty Thursday drink specials. The first 1,000 fans 15 and over will receive a free t-shirt on each Thursday night game. Join us on May 13th at 6:35 for Record-Breaking Night, presented by Alpha Insurance, as we celebrate great achievements in sports and around the River region. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's up, boys?
What's up, Ball?
Are the Dodgers still the best team in the league?
When you think about how you sustain winning, pitching is still king.
Struck him out!
We got to get Mike Trout in the playoffs.
The Yankees are, they're loaded.
The Padres are back. Watch what's about to come.
Major League Baseball returns May 22nd to Fox 20. Fox 20 also has football on Saturdays this May and June with the premiere of the Spring League.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back, folks. Let's quickly go to the phones here, 272-9228, and talk to Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good, how are you?
Oh, not bad, not bad. Has anybody heard any update on what the movies in Prattville got wiped out by the tornado last week?
Yeah, the movie theater got hit pretty hard. Y'all have in studio here or anything?
It's supposed to be opened up late summer, but...
All I heard.
I don't think it's going to happen now.
So we're left with two theaters, but there's not really any movies going on.
Right.
Ran out. Not really.
Although Joey's got a
I don't even know if the one in Troy is still open. There used to be one down there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been hard times or theaters of all sorts. What the heck did you just say to me, Eddie?
You got a great movie collection. You ought to think about sharing it with folks.
A lot of it's streaming now. I wonder if the movie theater's even going to be a thing much longer.
If they don't lower the prices, I mean, it's $20 to go see a movie.
Yeah, and they're so woke, but...
Woke to broke, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it, Bobby. I'll double check on the theater.
Hey, and you know that shooting, that was right across the street from the TV station that ran downtown. Yeah. They acted like they didn't know where it was. We know where it was. Right across the street. Have a good one.
You too, Bobby.
272-9228. Steve.
Good morning, Radio Free Montgomery.
Good morning.
A good bottle of red wine would go good with that pistachio ice cream you're going to deliver to him.
Steve, I know you're a former officer, but I'll smack you too.
I'm retired, so, you know, You're good. But anywho, talking about crime, you know, Channel 12 had as their lead-in story, the number one, above six or seven people being shot in the city. They had the dog in Tuscaloosa being abused. Hmm. That was a lead-in story. But anyway, all across this country, this past year, police chiefs were forced to resign. Not for multiple deaths, but for one death. The first female chief in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She had to resign because of the incident at the Wendy's.
Mm-hmm. Which they're reinstating that officer, are they not?
I didn't know if it was 100% true or not.
Yeah, I read it when I was coming back from Vegas. They're going to have to reinstate him.
And then the chief in Louisville had to resign. The first black female chief in Dallas because of the rioting that went on because of George Floyd death, she had to resign. There's been numerous chiefs all across this country that were home in bed when the incident went down, but they were held accountable. So if you can hold those chiefs accountable for one death, then seems like he'd be able to hold another chief accountable for multiple deaths.
Mm-hmm. See where you're going here, Steve.
I'm just trying to follow the logic. If you say they're accountable and they're not the one that pulled the trigger, they're not the one that was in at the incident, but they're the watch commander. They're sure. The ones, you know, everything. And just like with the base commander at Fort Hood, one of those soldiers.
That's exactly right.
The base commander was held accountable.
Ultimately responsible.
Somebody's got to be responsible. So I'm just trying to. And you can't stop every murder. I mean, that's not. It's can't.
You're right, but Steve, and I'm in Montgomery a lot. I don't see the amount of police force that we used to see. I don't know if they're just not there, if we're lacking, but I don't see the presence of them. And when I do, they got their blue lights on, which drives me nuts.
Well, that's the problem. You know, that's the meat of the matter right there. You got to have boots on the ground. You got to have people. You know, as Red Top was saying, you know, well, we got too many cops. And well, you can have a lawless society, and when the cops stand down and when they're not getting out of the cars and when they're just looking pretty, then the crooks know it.
Yep.
I mean, they'll spread it through the grapevine. But you to have specialized units, and just like with the domestic violence unit used to be here in Montgomery that I started, we had seven officers assigned, and we put our hands on misdemeanor cases that turned into felonies, that turned into murders. And we reduced our DV homicide rate from about 12 to 15, averaging a year, to less than 5, which affects the overall murder rate. So there are things you can do it, but you got to have the folks to do it. And now there's like 1-2 people assigned to the DV unit, which makes up anywhere from 60% or more of your calls for service. So you got to have folks to do the work. And that's the problem in a nutshell. Yep. You just don't have bodies in Montgomery anymore.
Well, so, I got to run, Steve. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Hear where he's coming from loud and clear. Mm-hmm. Sweet D, how are you?
I'm good, Joey. I just wanted to tell you, when you pick up an ice cream, would you get the Brambleberry Crisp?
Is this for you?
No, for the governor.
I'll smack you too.
So now you're threatening to hit women?
Yeah, no, I don't care.
Andy Kaufman?
I don't care. I'll
women now?
I'll smack anybody.
Have you tried that one, though, from Jenny's?
No, I haven't tried that flavor, no.
Oh, God, it is so good, Joy. You will eat the whole pint before you know it.
I've been known to
do that. It's Whole Foods, right?
I get 2 pints, Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you try it, you'll be hooked. Like, and they're $10 for one pint.
Darn.
But it's really good.
It's worth it,
I can
though.
Only get one per month.
Does sound good. Well, I appreciate it, D.
Okay, well, give the governor my best.
Actually, Joey, another message has come in about the ice cream. Something to the fact of Chunky Monkey.
Chunky Monkey.
Make sure you give the governor her Chunky Monkey ice cream.
Yes. You know, I don't appreciate this. I know the governor doesn't appreciate this.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm simply the messenger.
We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Folks, we'll get back to news and views in just a moment. But first, let's make time to talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. I hope you're well. Hey, things are red hot at Brubaker Motors, especially on the used car lot. We will buy your car, truck, or SUV all month long, whether you want to trade it or not. And we are looking for used cars. And if you will trade it, we're adding an extra $1,000 trade assistance for your vehicle. So that's an extra $1,000 on the value of your car on the trade of any new car, truck, or van sold at Brubaker, Kia, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Brubaker Infinity. Also, if you want to see what our used car specials are, go to Brubaker.com. They're all right there. And all Memorial Day, we have a Memorial Day service special for the whole month. You can get an oil change, multi-point inspection, tire rotation, and wash and vacuum for $99. Now, that's a great deal, and it's all going on the whole month of May at Brubaker Motors, and you can get all the details on Brubaker.com.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117 or look us up online at PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Countries around the world are banning puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for gender-confused minors because they cause irreversible damage. Yet, gender clinics in Alabama are giving these dangerous drugs to children as young as 8 who think they can change their sex. SB10 would protect these vulnerable children from harmful, irreversible drugs and surgeries. This bill will save lives, but time is running out. Please call the State House and ask Speaker McCutcheon to make SB10 a priority and pass it immediately. Sponsored by Compassion Coalition. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is more rain to talk about in our forecast, but hang on. We have better weather news in the not-too-distant future. Stand by. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and scattered showers will be around from time to time tonight. Cooler today with a high around 74, tonight's low 55, and only in the upper 60s for a high on Thursday with the risk of some leftover showers, mainly first half of the day tomorrow. Then Friday is really looking nice. Upper 70s, sunshine. That's the start of a great weekend with highs back in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Folks, running out of time, and I'm feeling generous today. Yeah. So how about this? Caller number 5.
Wow.
Caller number 5, when you call 272-9228, you will win a pair of tickets to the Brewfest this Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. down at the train shed here in Montgomery. Sample all sorts of brews while you listen to some
blues,
killer blues from the King Bee Band.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great group, and it's going to be a good time. So
I think the weather's going to be great.
Call me up at 272-9228. Caller number 5, you will be the winner of another pair of tickets. I'm just feeling so generous today.
You're a generous guy.
Oh, look at all the calls.
Look at them all.
You're caller number 1. So sorry.
All right.
Caller number 2, I'll try again. You can call back if you like. Caller number 3, sorry, but thanks for playing.
Mm-hmm.
Caller number 4, yeah, you're that close, but you didn't win. Caller number 5, who's this? You're on the air.
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. Now, wait, Jerry, did you win before?
No, I did not. I was listening the time before.
It was another Jerry.
Another Jerry.
You like beer, Jerry.
Another. Right.
So you do like beer, Jerry?
I do.
All right. All We've got a place for you to be.
Congratulations. I'll put you on hold, and Eddie's going to get your information here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, folks, it pays to listen. Pays to listen. Looking forward to Brewfest. This is going to be a rip-roaring good time on Friday night. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. The used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599. 8599.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Did you hear that smack in the song, Eddie?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of some smacking somebody suggested you'll be doing.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth right now. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Maybe I need to get Troop Booth in here as my sidekick.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, he's probably busy with the jewelry business.
I imagine he is.
Yeah.
I imagine he is.
And, folks, if you're looking to buy fine antique jewelry items, one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces, Troop Booth is the guy to go see there at Heirloom Jewelers. At 6948 Vaughn Road, when you're going east on Vaughn Road, when you cross over Bell, it's on your right.
That's
right.
Vaughn
and Watchman Circle. And he has an incredible selection. He's always updating it. So you can check what he has in stock at heirloomjewelers.com, or you can just stop by their location. Whether you're popping the big question, how about a one-of-a-kind engagement?
That's the way to do it.
Or maybe you're in the doghouse, Eddie.
Somebody go to Vegas with that?
I'm not the only one that threatens violence against you, and it's probably warranted. But maybe you can get back in the good graces of that special person with an unexpected gift at an unexpected time. And ladies, you know, there's stuff for the man.
Yeah, we've saw some cool things on there.
Really cool stuff there. And if you're looking to sell to Troop Booth, he's also looking to buy from you. So if you buy, whether online or in person, use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y when you're online checking out, J-O-E-Y, or just tell Troop Booth that Joey from News and Views sent you. You'll get 10% off all your purchases, and if you're looking to sell, well, just make an appointment by calling them at 260-0066. You can also make an appointment online. Show up on the appointed day and time with your jewelry items. Troop will look them over, and if you agree to the value of the offer he, well, throws your way, then and there you get paid.
Right then and there.
Right then and there. Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to Blair.
Hey, Blair.
You know, there are a lot of ways to end a show, but talking to a fine-looking woman like Blair, it's a good way to end the day.
You are right, Joey.
Oh, you're making me smile.
That's what I was shooting for.
apparently, I didn't win the tickets, but I want to ask something. Are you growing a mustache, Joey?
It's pretty much grown. I'm having to cut it down.
Oh, is that pretty much correct?
Well, please. Don't do a Rhett Butler. Do a Tom Selleck.
Okay.
Actually, that's what you're going for.
Yeah. I'm start smoking cigars and
drive a Ferrari.
Busting criminals in Hawaii.
Short shorts.
That fantasy land. People keep saying it's a real place. Yeah, for sure.
Are you coming for Laura's birthday party tonight?
No, probably not.
Joey has been out one time this month. He'll never go out again till next month.
I
want to
see that mustache. I'll find you.
Okay.
I know where he'll be tonight.
Y'all have a good day.
You hear that, Eddie?
Feels like you're smacking my cheeks, Joey.
272-9228. Whoa, wait, it's April Marie Fogle. How you doing?
Hey, April.
I just wanted to say I will, in fact, take a photo tomorrow. I'll give them some warning. I'll take a photo tomorrow and I'll post it online for all the ladies to see your amazing hair, facial hair. I do it today, but I have no makeup on, and I'll post a picture of the both of us.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You're just
doing
that to make yourself look really good, because I know what you're going to do with Joey's picture. You're going to kind of downtrot it a little bit, make her look even better. Mm. Women do that. You're a pretty guy, Joey.
How are you married?
I ask myself that every time I listen to him.
You know who says that too? My wife.
Hey, I've got tickets of my own. So if you were trying to get tickets on Joey's show, hold tight. I'll be doing some more.
Keep listening. How many are you giving away today, April? 3?
I'm giving away 3 sets of 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's 3
times 2? I'm going to do some trivia.
7.
I've got a game plan. There will be trivia involved in at least one set of my tickets.
Well, it should be a good, fun-filled show.
Looking forward to it.
Stay tuned for the Dan Moore Show with special guest host, your favorites.